With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President-elect Trump is quickly naming his prospective cabinet and advisors.
Over the weekend, he named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his agriculture secretary. She was domestic policy chief during his first term. Rollins holds a degree in agricultural development. He's also tapped Russell Vogt in the Office of Management and Budget, Tom Homan as border czar, and Stephen Miller for deputy chief of policy.
As correspondent Jackie Quinn on Capitol Hill, a little quid pro quo in action. Senate leaders have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Trump. A new poll shows most voters approve of the job the president-elect is doing as he prepares to take office. The poll released Sunday found nearly 60% of voters saying they approve of his handling of his presidential transition at this point. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden has said very little about the election since President Trump's victory. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on the story.
The president's only public discussion of the outcome of the election came during a short Rose Garden speech 2 days after the election. After warning voters for years that a Trump win would be disastrous for American democracy, Mr. Biden has gone largely silent on those concerns. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said Biden's views about the stakes for democracy are unchanged, but believes it's critical to respect the will of the voters by providing an orderly transition and peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, the White House.
This is SRN News. Another poll shows faith is on the wane in the U.S., a report from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to the latest from Rasmussen reports, 52% of America's young adults say they are not religious. This is just the latest survey to demonstrate that previous generations have failed to transmit their faith to the younger cohort that is coming up. The fact that most younger adults are not religious doesn't mean they are uninterested in spiritual things. Many are investigating astrology, spiritualism, and other occult practices. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates hope that President Trump will again invoke the so-called global gag rule. It's a policy that cuts off U.S. government funding for groups that perform abortions in foreign countries. The gag rule has been imposed by all Republican presidents since 1984. In 2017, Mr. Trump expanded it, cutting foreign NGOs off, not only from family planning money, but from broader U.S. global health assistance. This is SRN News. A New Mexico school is under the microscope. John Scott explains.
The New Mexico State Auditor has identified multiple instances of wasteful spending and improper use of public funds at Western New Mexico University. The Office of the State Auditor says university management and regents failed to uphold their fiduciary responsibilities. State lawmakers started raising questions last year about overseas trips by University President Joseph Shepard and his wife's use of a university credit card. The university says changes have been made and an independent audit is underway. John Scott reported.
Residents of Montreal are livid after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was spotted dancing at a Taylor Swift concert during a pro-Hamas protest that turned into a riot. Videos of protesters vandalizing buildings in the city are going viral on X, along with video of Trudeau dancing and singing at the Eras Tour show. More details at SRNnews.com.